So let's talk about the callback for a second, because it's really, really important. You know, you've gone in for the first audition, the first round, and you kicked ass, you did your thing. You left some kind of impression for them to call you back. But now when you come back, what should you do? Should you go in there and do something different? Should you try to wow them further? What I tell people is, think about the thing that you did in that room. You know, always be conscious of like your auditions. This way, if you do get a callback, remember what you did, because they liked something that you did. And what's happening now, they're probably going to partner you up with other actors. Let's say, for instance, if you go in for like a commercial audition, they might partner you up with someone else just to see if the two things or the three things, whatever you offered, you know, sort of matches or goes well with another actor. So they want to see. They want to see, and they want to meet you in person because most likely they watched you on a tape. So come through, you know. I've heard people say, hey, you know, it's good. It's a good idea to even wear the same outfit that you wore the first time. This way, it's almost like they totally remember you. They're like, all right, that's the lady with the red sweater. Or that's the guy with the green t-shirt, you know. Anything that can help them remember the impression that you left the first time. But what's really cool about being in that room is that you really have a chance to really show what you can do beyond the initial impression. So, for instance, you bring in, you bring back the greatest hit that you created during the first audition, but you also keep your mind open and flexible for any kind of directions or new ideas that the director or the producer or the writer might come up with in the moment, because they'll see you and they'll be inspired and they'll say, you know, it'd be kind of cool if we just tried it like this. Some actors sometimes get married to something that they rehearsed. And so it's really hard for them to break out of that and do something new. So for you, I would say be flexible, be open, because you never know what's going to come your way. And what's great about that too is that they can see that you can take direction, and that's going to help your audition even further. So be flexible, be open, just let it happen. Don't overthink it. Don't kick your own butt. You're there for a reason. Come in with confidence, clarity, and be ready to play and have a good time. All right? That's the callback. I'm Victor Cruz. Reach out to me by logging on to victorcruzactingstudio.com. Continue listening to these podcasts and share them with your friends and family across the globe. Talk to you soon.